White, J.E. White, Emma. Wallings Mills, Blackhawk, August 5th, 1872. Dear children, Edson and Emma, we received your letter a few hours since. We have a tent pitched in among the pine trees of the mountains. We slept under the tent last night. We think camp life is good for us. Father had a very hard time night before last. He did not rest or sleep at all night. He was very sick, pressed for breath. We think it was on account of writing through the day. This has discouraged him considerably because he flattered himself that he was better. I am glad, Edson, you have been to no more expense than you have in regard to the house. It was better than I feared. We are glad to see you are making God your trust. You will succeed if you do this. Father is quite feeble, but very cheerful most of the time. We have some precious seasons of prayer on the mountains and in the valleys. We long for strength that we may be more useful in the cause of God. Next Monday, we expect to start for the mountains. I am practicing riding on a pony that I may be able to ride horseback over the mountains. Last night, we had a meeting at this place. We called in the mill hands, and I spoke to them about 1 hour. Your father spoke about 15 minutes. All seemed to be interested. There is a spirit of inquiry arising, and we scattered books. They are reading. There is more searching of Bibles among this company since we came than for years before. We hope the good seed sown will bear fruit to the glory of God. Emma, write us, child. We want to have something from your pen. We are glad to hear from Edson, but we would be gratified with a few lines from you. Mr. Walling, who married your cousin Louise, is very free and kind. He is engaged in a large, profitable lumbering business. He has a handsome property. He will do anything for us and spares no expense that he can please and entertain us. I must say goodbye. Willie is now ready to go with his pony to Blackhawk. In much love, your mother.